Oh, thank goodness. I had the strangest dream. I dreamt I was addicted to energy pills. I seem to have been accidentally tied to the bed.
We had to protect you from yourself. Your dream was real.
Was it? Hey, give me my pills out of my jacket.
You're not having any pills. You're an addict.
Donna, I'm not an addict. Now, if you wouldn't mind reaching into my anus and fetching me my private reserve.
Ain't happening, Brown. We're having an intervention.
Yeah? You and what army of family and nosy neighbors? Oh. Sup, Ariana? Would you reach into my anus for me?
Would you, Will? Would you be a deer?
Anus.
Reach into my anus.
Oh, what a fucking great pronunciation.
That show has its moments. It's certainly got its critics, but goddamn, when it's good, it's good.
That one was pretty solid. I mean, is this a new season? No.
I mean, there are new episodes coming out right now.
But it didn't, like, just start?
I don't believe so. I think it probably started, I don't know, shit. Is there like a cartoon? Was it a mid-season replacement type scenario this year?
I have no idea how TV works anymore.
Yeah, it's very, when I was a kid, not to sound fucking old as shit, by the way, welcome to In Papa's Basement. Or no, wait, it's just Papa's Basement. The website's In Papa's Basement. Fucking I hate that URL. Fuck whoever owns papasbasement.com.
They're still just squatting.
Oh, been squatting 5 years. I guarantee it's some Chinese or some shit. I don't know what's going on.
So there's no law, like, if you don't do anything with
no,
the address?
They pay the fucking bills on it. So I get fucked. But in my day, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, you had like 20-something episodes a season. Like, the season was a bit meatier than it was. And then they kind of just, like, repeated it throughout the summer and shit.
Yeah, didn't it almost, like, align with the school year? More or less,
yeah.
Like, fall to spring, summer-ish?
I remember it was not, like, a solid... Even though in my head I'm thinking it had to be, like, 20-something episodes. Maybe it was, like, closer to 30-something. Because I remember it was not a long time of having to watch repeats. Like, I do remember, even back as a kid, I was such a little sloth. I was like, oh, I can finally relax. And then you'd flip them on and you'd be like, God damn it, I saw this one already.
Life dictated by television.
Oh, yeah. Like, fucking farmers live with the harvest. I lived with the television. And I was always so livid that when I could just completely watch in peace without mom up our, you know, our collective asses.
What the hell? Just, what are you talking about?
Like, fucking summer rolls around. You wouldn't have her bitching to do your homework or anything.
I gotcha.
And it's the fucking same episode with, you know, Uncle Phil telling Will some life wisdom.
I fucking tuned her out way back when.
You can tune her out. She'd still shut off the goddamn TV. There wasn't much she could do to it.
I don't even remember. I remember her hiding the fucking Nintendo controls.
I don't even, yeah. That was the most miserable shit on earth. Having to scrounge for those. And she was good at it.
Got good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to the point. Like, even as an adult, I think I remember she would hide them just because she wanted to watch the TV at that point. Like, I remember when I had a PlayStation in high school. Like, I bought one senior year with fucking money from a job. You know, like, actual, you didn't give me this shit, I earned it. I would still get the controls hidden. And she goddamn, like, lost one or two.
God, I don't remember that.
But yeah.
Kind of gave up on video games.
Yeah, I did too. I quit, and then I senior year, I remember it was down to like 150 over the summer, and I was like, hey, I haven't played in a while. And that's kind of been my MO ever since. Like, I buy a system when it's 3 years old, play the living shit out of it for 6 months, and then I'm like, ugh.
Even like with the modern shit, like the last stuff I enjoyed, I guess, was like, was that Castlevania game PlayStation 1?
Yeah, like Symphony of the Night. That's considered one of the all-time classics.
That was cool, and like I like Twisted Metal 2 on... Or, excuse me, Twisted Metal Black on PlayStation 2.
That was PS2.
And even that, well, that's fucking ancient. Like, PS2 is what, like late 90s, early 2000s, something?
PS2, I think, was the hot shit, like, early 01. I remember I was hooking up with a disgusting broad at UVA and her brother had a PS2. Like, I was at her house over the summer or something like that.
Wait, which one? Someone I know?
Tiffany.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany Casey.
Yeah, she is disgusting.
She's a gross, insectoid-faced woman. She was, like, half Irish, half French, and it was, like, the worst of both worlds. She had this smelly French twat, the stinkiest pussy I've ever dealt with, and this big, like, Irish Popeye jaw. It was just fucking horrible.
That's nasty because, like, I remember I used to have math with her, like, every year since I was a kid.
Oh, and, she, like, was just nasty.
I would look at her and was like, what an ugly bitch.
Oh,
I never talked
so
to her.
So gross.
And then, what, you and Russ both ended up plowing her?
I think Stefan got a little, too.
Oh,
I think we all passed. Let's do the intro, by the way. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me, this fine man over here, is my brother, Will Papagiorgio.
Howdy.
Been a while. Good to have you back.
Say, when the fuck was the last time I was in here?
I'd say 8 weeks minimum. Probably.
Probably less than I thought.
No, it's...
No, yeah, I guess fucking winter break.
Yeah, it was 8 to 12.
Yeah. No, I think the last time I was in here, we did like a podcast Christmas week.
Sounds about right. Yeah, yeah, if you wanna come in more, you know, after hours, like you're not busy enough.
Yeah,
I love recording the dirty ones with you. Because I think we could charge for these, by the way. Split it 50-50. We'll talk about that later. If you guys start seeing two podcasts popping up on the site, it's because I'm going to fuck you. About a month after that, I'm going to fuck you for the second one, this dirty one right here.
50% of nothing is still nothing.
It would. I've done the numbers. I think we could be looking at upwards of $20 a week.
Ooh.
Each. Yeah.
Quite lucrative.
Exactly. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. It's got my writing, but it's got archives of every episode we do here. Again, inpapasbasement.com. Not the bastards at Papa's Basement. You can go there if you want to look and see who's been cock-blocking me from my birthright for almost 5 years now.
So did you contacted them and they never even like got
it's
back
like a,
to you?
It's a hidden email address. Like, I can't even really figure out who the fuck it is.
And you have no rights to like call the...
I can pay something like $60 to $80 for like an intermediary, you know, just a fucking middleman, a leech to my teat to kind of do the research. Oops.
Wait, that's an actual business now?
Yes.
Brokering of URLs?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
I forgot.
Like in Mexico, they have the, you know, your fucking family was kidnapped, and I'll go talk to the guys who are holding them hostage. Here, it's like, I'll get your URL along with the latte. Your fucking boring white American life.
I say fuck them, man. Like, I think it was Jim Norton was talking about, like, some company or someone on the ONA channel. I was talking about, maybe it was Ron. Like, some company, maybe it was, like, Coca-Cola or some shit. Some asshole just took, like, at Coca-Cola on Twitter, like, from its inception and thought, you know, Sam was saying it, and thought, you know, he's going to cash in. And they gave him, like, an initial offer of, like, maybe 10 G's or something like that.
Oh,
he's
like, fuck
no,
you,
I'm going to hold out. And they're like, all right, final offer. And they just did something else.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah, just fuck
bypassed
you.
It. Yeah, probably like real Coke or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, fuck, most celebrities and shit don't even have like their name. It's like
the
real
something.
Oh, I remember
the big case was Sting back in the day. There was some web programmer who went by the name Sting. Fucking real pussy magnet, I can almost guarantee it. And real Sting, Gordon, what the fuck's his last name?
Shit. God damn it. Sumner?
Is it Gordon? I was going to say Gordon Sumner.
Matthew Sumner?
Yeah.
All right.
Because then it's Andy Summers.
Yeah, and Stuart Copeland.
There we go. Our powers combined. And he went all out against this motherfucker. And they were like, hey, he's not squatting. That's really like his alias. And Sting was told to fuck off.
That's different. Like, Sting is such a generic name. Like, wasn't there a wrestler named Sting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, like, you can't name yourself that generic, like, just a word. Like, Cher, even, it's spelled kind of funny. Madonna, I mean, again, she probably encountered some shit. That's not your fucking name.
Yeah.
So
fuck off, Ciccone.
fucking fake British twat.
You old wop bitch.
I'd still fuck her.
Of course.
Still fuck the veins out of those arms.
Oh, yeah. Are you, oh, God.
Fucking that, jerks you off like you're starting a lawnmower.
I was just going to say, imagine that veiny crypt keeper hand around your... The veins in her hand are bigger than the ones in your cock.
Fucking hand out veins your shaft.
Disgusting. Fucking vein-on-vein friction, man. That'd be the best tuggy you ever got.
She was so fucking hot back in the day. She was a fucking hoe, too. Like, released a goddamn...
everyone. Are you kidding me?
Picture book of her tossing Vanilla Ice's salad.
I never knew about that.
You never seen pictures from sex?
I remember there was like a gross... Okay, there's one of her like trying to hitchhike naked and her tits look sick.
And there's
and
one...
I pounded off a million times to that.
I remember jerking off to like a tiny thumbnail of that in one of those like Rockabilia magazines.
Oh, exactly.
Where you could order like the pictures, posters, whatever the fuck.
And there's like five posters from
like
sex.
An inch square of that picture.
Are you kidding me? Dude, I used to jerk off to the Rockabilia Samantha Fox. You remember those fucking nose cones?
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Nose cones.
That bitch is like 5'2". She had tits the size of her torso.
Those are real, but insanity. Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, they were great. Oh, the British know how to do tits. I fucking love that culture.
British?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was originally like a Page Three girl or whatever the hell. How do you like their biggest paper? Just you open the front page in case anyone has an issue with the tits.
Massive titted women.
It's no fucking. If you're 34D, you're a flat whore over there. You're Twiggy.
And they're all real, right?
I believe so. They do. It's like your teeth rot from that water, but your tits get huge.
And that's like their New York Times, right? It's like it's the top paper.
Yeah, it's the Sun, I believe.
So maybe like at the worst, the New York Post.
I would say Post, I guess, because it is...
The less classy version.
Well, it's got like a cheesy feel to it. Yeah, but I don't think there's anything bigger in the country.
I remember it was Jim Jeffries.
Oh, I guess London Times or something. Yeah. You know.
The classy one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jim Jeffries was saying, like, at one point they tried to take it out or did take it out for a bit to try and class
it up. There was fucking revolt in the streets. Are you kidding me?
People were fucking, like, up in arms rioting.
You fucking kidding me? They lost their tits. That is why I always
shit
trust
was
the
right
British.
Back there.
They are the most tit-obsessed culture. If anyone thinks Americans are big on tits, the British fucking worship them. And I've never met a really evil person who was into tits. Like anyone who's just head over heels for big tits, they're always trustworthy. They might have their issues, but like you could leave your kid with them.
Unless your kid has huge tits.
Exactly. Unless you got a big fat kid. And you might walk into him getting suckled.
But what the fuck were we talking about before we got sidetracked?
I don't know, man.
Trace that shit back.
Hold
tits,
on. Big
paper.
Tits. Jerking off the little pictures.
Madonna. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Back there. Why were we talking about Madonna?
We were talking about her being veiny, and you said you'd still fuck it, and
I
said
just
I
the
would.
Name thing. All right.
The cough button that doesn't work.
Well, just the echoes.
Yeah.
It's fucking like... They did all these renovations, yet there's still just pipes.
The ceiling... Well, it's like 15 feet into the air. There's no...
And the ceiling from a fucking elementary school. I don't even know what that shit's called.
It's just that white asbestos tiling or whatever.
Office
just,
ceiling,
yeah.
Shit, hospital ceiling.
Like, and there's a network of metal pipes just bare. It looks almost like, it's like Brundlefly, you know, would just crawl across that and vomit drop right on your head and kill you.
So not only is it completely flat and symmetrical, which is bad for acoustics, but you have lead pipes which bounce sound like a motherfucker.
Like, it probably resonates inside them.
You can hold a pipe to your face, say something, and you'll hear it bounce back. God damn. It's like just a hard metallic surface.
It is what it is.
But
it sounds okay.
Even with fucking decent mics and headphones.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Upgrade.
The board is monstrous.
Digital now?
Yeah. Oh, a great board in here. Are you kidding me?
No. They're more fucking 70s like analog pots.
Oh, yeah. Where it looked exactly where it looked like I was fucking doing trucker call signal shit.
So is it synced to the computer?
I like believe so.
You do something on the computer and it physically moves the faders and shit?
Oh, I don't think it has that like weird Rob the Robot shit going on. I don't think it does that.
They have music studios. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm sure for like the first time you see it, and then you're like, that sucks. It's going to spill my coffee.
Well, just to me, it's like, that's going to break eventually.
Oh, yeah.
That can't
it's like
possibly
a powered
sustain
window.
Itself.
No, powered windows are just the goddamn worst. I mean, I enjoy them well enough, but they break and you're fucked. Like, you have to pull apart the entire door and dick with the motor and la la la.
Other than those fucking Tauruses, I never had a problem with, like, a...
I know I've got one pending, man. Grant, you know, Grant Paulson from the old station.
Yeah.
I fucking love Grant, but, like, one time he's just, like, leaning out my car window and then just starts trying to shut the window on himself. And then he gets out of the car and I roll it up and I just hear, like, and I'm like, oh, no.
Why did he do that?
We were just goofing off. It was like fucking 2 a.m. after a late shift. You know, we're driving around Fairfax acting like dicks.
He knows he's a heavy set fella, right?
Dude, you could be a fucking 90-pound woman and you're just leaning on a window. It ain't going to take much. But
that's true. I don't even fucking do that. I'd be afraid to like shatter. Then, oh, next thing you know, my arm looks like Madonna.
No, it just kind of like catches in the track and the motor bounces against it. And I guess, I don't know.
I don't trust glass.
Still makes me think of Grant every time I lower that window.
What, does it just make a giant scraping noise?
It just sounds like as it goes down. It used to go down completely like silent service, you know? Now I'm just like, ah, Grant, you rascal, you.
That's why I'm glad I leased.
I actually like the repair aspect. Not any heavy repair, but like light shit is fun. It makes me feel manly.
I gotta like, shit, I only have like another month or two. I gotta figure out what the fuck I'm getting.
Are you going with another Civic, Mr. Baller?
I should probably like think about it beforehand this time.
Do a Civic, do a Hyundai.
I like those fucking new green Camaros and shit, but I drive
Camaros
too much.
Camaros are gas burners, yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
And the
nice
lease
things.
Would be monstrous on that, I bet.
Yeah.
Camaro, not a cheap car, to my knowledge. I'm not much of a gearhead. No, I thought they were
30.
Yeah, I think starting Camaros at 30-something.
Yeah, it's a fucking waste.
Because it was very much, they got a lot of press from that
Transformers bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. Bumblebee was like a yellow Camaro, the new redesign.
Yeah, those stink, but like the green ones look bad as shit.
Well, you're a fan of the color.
Yeah, but it's rare to even find that shade of green, like Scion.
Is it like a scarab beetle green or some shit?
It's just like bright green, like almost what's on the board, like traffic light green kind of.
Hmm, okay.
You know, it's like Scion had that, I've seen like one TC, like the car looking one that had it.
Some of the Scions are ugly as shit. What's the fucking box on wheels they make?
XA. Like, that's the only one that like
looks like the Honda Element. Who the
used
fuck
to have
would buy
it.
Those?
Idiots.
Just a cube on wheels. It doesn't. I get it.
I think
it
was supposed to be like kind of gangsta-y.
I don't comprehend it. I know every car looks like shit 20 years after the fact, except for
they'll look
Bentleys
like shit now, man. They look like fucking dildos on wheels.
Like,
you might as well be driving the fucking car from the end of, what's that goddamn Mike Judge movie? Idiocracy. Like, the one, the non-suicidal, what the fuck are the, Wilson brother? Remember, it's just like the shitty car. Like
oh,
the
Beef Supreme?
No. Luke?
Oh, there's
remember
Luke.
He has like that shitty car with just like the 2-foot dildo like taped to the front?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking over and it does not look like the CD is recording, but the MP3 is recording, so we're fine.
Have you used that before?
I've used them both. I thought it made a CD recording, but I'm not seeing the levels bouncing up and down anywhere, so I'm pretty sure we're just recording fucking dead air.
I just see a blinking red light.
Yeah.
Usually not a good sign.
Pretty reassuring. Well, there are two Luke, or two Luke Wilson brothers. There are two Wilsons in that.
Three. Oh, no, yeah, no, old slashy wrists.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Drill Bit Suicide is not in there.
Oh, is that a movie? Or did he actually try to slit his wrist with Drill
Bit? No. Drill Bit Taylor. All right. Shitty old Drill Bit Taylor. And
he got kind of blackballed because of that shit, I guess, didn't he?
I don't think so. Not particularly. I just, maybe
his
mojo.
Shit tanked his career, man.
You think so?
I mean, maybe he's got enough. He just wanted to fucking retire. I mean, you got to insure like stars of movies for a lot of money.
I don't know if he was...
So no one's going to cast him in the leading role if like, hey, this guy might fucking off himself when we're like 95% of the way done with production.
It could have happened kind of organically, though. I mean, you don't see shit from Luke.
Yeah,
and then the bearded one kind of just like stays in Texas, I think. So like any of the movies that are set in Texas... What was that piece of shit, Whip It?
Yeah.
He was in that, I think. He had like a pretty... decent role in Whip It, as I recall.
That he was horrible... the coach, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, in the rollerblade flick.
Was one of the other brothers in that, too?
No, I think he was literally the only Wilson.
So he's actually, like, an actor?
I believe so, but I'm very sure he's Texas-based, because there's that whole Austin scene down there where they want to act like it matters, and it fucking doesn't, because it's not New York or L.A.
I've never been there, man. I've heard good things.
No, I'm sure it's, like, Austin is a massive version of Richmond, you know, just kind of probably annoying amount of hipsters and crap like that, but dirty, pierced, tattooed girls that, you know, fucking give up the leather Cheerio on the first date.
I mean, I've always wanted to go to Texas. That's, like, one of the places. That, New Orleans.
In this country, I would like to do New Orleans. I'd like to do Texas.
Pacific Northwest.
Maybe. Exactly. And that's really it. I mean, who the fuck cares about anything in the middle? No offense.
Chicago's all right. But
I don't really count that as just goddamn Nebraska or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma.
It's fucking awful.
I mean,
Denver is probably kind of cool, too, from what I've heard.
Like Denver's
Colorado
okay.
In general.
I like how I rank every city in terms of like how I predict its poontang to be, but that would be like a bunch of fucking, you know, snowboarding. Yeah, exactly. Like blonde chicks who smoke a ton of weed.
Yeah, but maybe you bust a nut, it just floats like you're in space because the altitude. Fucking globs of semen.
Zero gravity sex. Oh, God. Bang a squirter. It's just like little
droplets. Or you just fucking like arc one for 5 feet. Like the way you can throw further. Fucking Mile High Stadium.
She jumps in front of it like Homer catching the potato chip.
You want to segue that into Tebow or you do not give a shit?
Oh, fucking Tebow. We could talk the Tebow trade, man. That cracks me the fuck up.
It sounds like a fucking disaster waiting to happen.
Well, for those that don't know and don't care, well, if you don't care, you can get the hell out of here because football is the best sport ever. And if you don't respect that, I can't respect you.
It is boring to watch. Like, I've finally gotten caught up with, like, the trades
you
and
care
who
about
wins
the drama.
And loses.
I'll live with that, man. At least you try to be familiar with it.
Just because, like, for that period when I listened to the fucking sports talk,
yeah,
that was all that was on in D.C.,
yeah, kind of. Well, we got our own thing going, but we'll talk Robert Griffin another day. I want to talk about Timothy Tebow and how he got very unceremoniously dumped from Denver after taking them to the playoffs and getting them their first playoff win, I want to say.
Since Shanahan? No.
Oh, definitely since Shanahan.
Really?
Well, Shanahan's only been gone, like what?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right, 5 years, 4 years.
Something like that. Yeah, he was retired 3 years, been with the Skins two now.
I still
it was definitely at, since the Shanahan era. I was going to say,
what is with this fucking
since Elway? But I think
yeah, but Shanahan won with Elway.
Yeah, but I want to say they got at least one playoff win with Jake Plummer. I don't think they ever got one with Cutler as quarterback.
But like, I don't know. The city's obsessed with taking other people's cast-offs. Even the fucking coach is a cast-off. Someone else deemed him not good enough to even continue in the NFL.
We've done that. And I know that's how I view it.
Like, so why do you think this guy, just because he has two Super Bowl rings, is some fucking like great mind?
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with Elway. Like, a lot of people could say they could do that.
Has anyone ever asked him why the fuck he's so red? Like, did he acclimate himself?
Beef jerky.
No, he's got a fucking tan. There's no way that's natural.
Oh, hell yeah. He's out in the sun a lot. I think he just fucking
golfs
a ton. So is
every other coach.
No, I think he like golfs a ton and just sits there and pounds margaritas and shit like that.
Sunscreen, motherfucker. But he has like the raccoon eyes like he's in a fucking tanning bed.
He might be. Dude,
why would you tan if
some people think weird shit? Look at Donald Trump. He is a rich, powerful man who could get any amount of stylist to give him hair that doesn't fucking look ridiculous or just shave it or whatever.
Yeah.
And he won't have. Look at Simon Cowell. Another case.
Fucking
he's
box head.
Rich as shit. He has a haircut like a G.I. Joe.
And he fucking waxes everything but his chest. Like, you ever see shirtless pictures of him in those shitty, like, tabloid rags mom gets?
Nah.
He's got a fucking, like, bear carpet on his chest, but he waxes, like, his shoulders and back. So it's, like, nothing. And then just
Burt Reynolds.
Wool. Like, you've never seen fucking chest hair this long. Like,
why wouldn't you just shave that down?
It's what you said. Because then it looks so unnatural.
Take a clipper with a guard or something.
That's why, like, I shave all my body hair. Because it's like, if you just do parts, the shit you leave, it doesn't look natural. Like,
I try to. I've gotten, ever since I got on Propecia, I got a gross amount of sprouts on my back and shoulders. And if I'm going to get laid, I try to trim those down. And I can never get them all. So, like, the chick's on top of you and, you know, like, kissing your shoulders and trying to be sexy. And then it's just, like, one stray fucking 5-inch long hair and just like, let's both ignore that. Work around it.
You can't reach every point on your body.
I can, but like, usually I'm doing this 2 hours before I'm trying to get some. You know, I got more on my mind. I'm just like, I'm just trying not to nick myself on my dick when I'm grooming that down so that the herpes has an easier means of egress.
I don't think I've ever cut my dick. I've cut my bag plenty of times.
Oh, I cut the shaft every fucking time. Are you kidding me? It's not brutal. It's not like it's fucking hanging off.
Still, like, all those fucking veins and shit.
It's just, it's always like a little red nick.
Oh, that ain't bad, but still.
No, I'm not bleeding out, but still, I'm just like, oh, that's where the AIDS is going
to
go in.
No, the worst is I had an ingrown hair on, like, at the base of my shaft once. I popped that, and it was fucking just bleeding.
Oh, just pus and blood everywhere. That whole little ingrown hair pocket.
Not like a ingrown, like a zit. Like, I could just see it below the skin, so I fucking, like, just dug it out with tweezers.
Oh, and it becomes that, like, gross little bunny hair of, like, two little strands going in opposite directions.
Well, that's all hair. Like, what is it, comes in groups of, like, 1, 2, and 3.
Ugh, it's so gross.
But
human body's disgusting. We just fucking hit maturity, rot, and then die.
I would try to take care of myself on fucking the thought of just getting, like, old and shit.
It's horrible. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I literally go to bed every night obsessing about that. I'm just like, it's all downhill.
It doesn't have to be, though.
Nah, it really doesn't. You can keep yourself. God, who the fuck was it?
In your 60s if you work out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to remember who the hell it was. Herschel Walker, I think. Former running back. He's, like, 49.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing MMA now. The guy is ripped to shit.
Well, I mean, he's on roids. Like,
I guess I don't care what he's on. Like, he to look like that is still, like, he could beat the fuck out of both of us.
I don't know. I mean,
and he's 50. I'm he down looks with taking scary as shit.
Roy's, I heard, like, you can't, like, get it up unless you take Viagra or something.
Ugh, that's a sticky wicket.
What do you mean?
Well, who wants to be on two pills at once, man? I would totally be down with shit. Juicing. Are you kidding me? I have no...
Yeah, well, I'd rather have my dick work.
Yeah.
Was there any consideration to that?
Well, I mean, if I'm going to get, like, shredded to shit...
Yeah, and then chicks on a bang you and you can't fucking do anything.
That happened to me for a time when I was, like, really, really lifting heavily and I was looking decently jacked. Like, all the heavy lifting was such a strain on my vascular system, I guess. Like, I could get it up, but it really wasn't quality. Like, it was enough for me to tug off to, no problem. Right. But it was definitely fucking, like, trying to shove a slug into a coin slot when it was condom time. And so, if you're not getting the condom on, then you're kind of just like, like, as soon as it would hit, if it could get inside and hit the wetness, it'd be like, oh, I know what I gotta do. And it would rise to the occasion. But, oh, yeah, there was a summer where I was like, dude, am I, like, going impotent? What the fuck? And I was just really doing a ton of squats and deadlifts and hang cleans and shit like that.
Jesus.
Like, I got sick for a week. I took off, and, like, my dick wouldn't go down. I'm like, all healed. Mystery solved.
That sounds terrible.
Back to Tim Tebow. Speaking of my erections. Tim is gone from Denver because Peyton Manning came
for
to
a
town.
Guy who may not even be able to throw a football. Have they seen him work out, at least?
Yes. John Elway watched him work out.
All right.
Full on, this is not any kind of faith-based shit. Now, he's old and he's injured and, like, he could fucking
be
turn
Lieutenant
to
Dan.
Well, I'm just saying, literally the first sack he takes, it could be like vampire seeing daylight. It's just like, poof.
I mean,
he's gone.
I forgot, I heard it on one of the stations, but I mean, this is true. Like, when you're injured, your body's actually stronger afterward. So,
Schwarzenegger used to tug his dick about that. I know he either broke his leg or fucked up his knee somehow.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, after like a year of rehabbing it,
it compensates.
Stronger.
It's like the bone knows to grow stronger because it's
withstood
a lot of
trauma. I'll say this much in this league, it helps not getting... Now, he's a quarterback, so he's not taking a ton of damage, but it helps not getting the shit beaten out of you.
I know like, the concussion count and shit like that, it's not good to like rack them up.
Oh, yeah,
like,
because
there's no benefit
each one,
to that.
It's
yeah.
easier to get the next, and then right. you're a fucking retard after 5 or 6.
But, yeah, so, I mean, there's some credence to that, but again, it's like...
Well, that's why they think Mike Vick was so goddamn amazing when he came back. because he'd just been freshened up and hadn't been beaten.
Had his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
For
the only thing getting hurt on him was his rectum.
Fucking NFL was a breeze.
His rectum and his pouty lips. And he came back and for a year really hadn't been beaten. Think about it. Ever since high school, this guy's the mobile quarterback, getting the shit slammed out of him all through college, all throughout NFL. This is his first time off. He comes back. He looks monstrous.
Yeah,
and he was somewhat pedestrian last year.
Was he? I thought the Eagles had an awful season last year. I thought they were like a total non-story.
No, they're a massive story because of how bad they were.
Yeah,
I mean they tried to purchase their dream team, and they wound up 8-8. They almost snuck into the NFC East.
Oh, they were 8-8 then.
Yeah,
it's just that, they started off abysmally, right?
They started off pretty shitty.
So the opposite of the Redskins. Who always win like those? They're like three and one, and then it's just.
I think they got the Skins both times last year. I could be wrong. All I remember is that we got the Giants both times.
And that matters.
Yeah, exactly. That's how like much the regular season counts for.
Just like we beat the Packers the year they won too.
And I think we took out New Orleans their year.
It means nothing.
It means shit. They're a frighteningly inconsistent team, and the Redskins, I want them to do something, but they won't. They never will. I will never see another Lombardi in this town.
Not while the wicked one is here.
No. The wicked Uden.
The elitist.
He's horrible. But, yeah, Tim's gone. Tim has left the Broncos while it was traded.
So who the fuck? All right.
And he's a New York Jet, which everyone sees the fucking writing on the wall with Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow. A million miles away, and you're like, this is already a shitty, undisciplined locker room.
And you know you're on your way out without being on your way out.
It is going to be such a clusterfuck. Can you imagine?
No, like I said, people are just going to be chanting Tebow, like, constantly.
Sanchez is already horribly inconsistent. Like, he'll have, and it's not like his highlights are particularly good. When they're like, he had a good game. He'll have, like, two touchdowns, one pick, a couple hundred yards.
What was it? His backup was our ex, right? Brunel? Like, didn't he play
here?
Yeah,
it was Brunel at least 2 years ago. I don't know if it was still Brunel last year. Was it?
40, man.
He's ancient. I mean, you do not.
Was he our starter at one point? Or?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. We got him from, he was either a Jaguar or a Panther. I forgot which of the expansions he was from. And we bought him at, like, age 33 or some shit like that. We got him not too young.
That was like the Schottenheimer years or some shit, right?
Believe so.
Yeah.
And he was here 2-3 years. The one game I remember that he played that I fucking cared about was the night they inducted Troy Aikman into the Ring of Fame down in Dallas. And Dallas was up.
That?
It's like their shitty little localized Hall of Fame just for the team.
Right.
And it was something like.
Shouldn't it be the Star of Fame then?
Maybe I don't. I thought it was Ring of Fame. I don't know what the fuck it is. It could be the Ring of Fire. I don't know. But it was maybe 2.5 minutes left in the game, and he just uncorks one to Santana Moss, like 60-yard pass, monstrous. Yeah. And it's like 13-7. You're like, okay, they're still going to lose. They get the ball back, and he does like the same fucking thing again, just this massive shot. And it's like, holy shit, on the night Troy Aikman's going into this, this huge ceremony. And everyone was tugging their dicks over it. The Skins beat him,
Nice.
Last second. It was so goddamn beautiful.
Who was the one who, fucking spit on the star or something? Was it T.O.? Or he just, stomped on it or something? And one of their, defensive guys just tried to tackle him.
I think he, mooned from the star or something like that. He fucking got a touchdown and then, ran back into the middle of the field to desecrate the star, as it were.
And he's unemployed, right?
Oh, yeah. He
fucking playing in the UFL or some shit.
Some shit that doesn't count.
Owns the team. Jesus.
Jets, everyone is so hard in the pants now for the regular season to start. First of all, this has been, without a doubt, the craziest fucking offseason I've ever heard of in my life.
Seems to be a lot of shit going on.
First of all, you typically don't have much more than weird free agent signings, maybe a couple funny DUIs. First
Manning.
Of all... You got Manning, maybe the biggest free agent ever. You've got Sean Payton, the whole Saints bullshit, hitting the fan.
What was it? I heard on Von and Fez, it wasn't Jeremy Shockey narked him out. It's one, I think,
Well, that's the rumor that it was Shockey went to another team.
There's one dude who took out like Brett Favre like on TV. And it's just like you hear him audibly say like,
Where's my money? Yeah. Pay me my money. Oh, I'm trying to remember who the fuck it is. Yeah. I mean, it's a joke. It's a far, everyone,
Keep it on the down low.
When I turned against New Orleans 2 years ago when they were playing Favre and the Vikings in the NFC Championship. Yeah, their Super Bowl year. And it was insane because even the commentators who are such company men.
Neutral pussies.
Yeah, and keep their mouth pressed to the rectum that feeds them sustenance. Mm. Even they were like, wow, they're really hitting Favre out there. And like,
isn't that their job?
There's tackling a guy and bringing him down, and then there's acknowledging, I'm fucking kicking the shit out of this old 40-year-old white guy.
Isn't that what this fucking sport's supposed to be? Because people are always like,
well, they're trying to
it's so violent, it's entertaining. It's not violent, it's boring as shit.
It is violent, man.
I want people to be paralyzed on every play. Like, after every single fucking play, like, there need to be people, like, carted off on gurneys.
Football. You want forfeiture because you're out of team.
I want it to look like a fucking Civil War reenactment. There's just bodies strewn.
Or like a song from Platoon is playing.
Or just fucking Last Boy Scout it so everyone gets like one weapon of choice.
Ain't life a bitch.
It's just fucking like someone has a gun, someone has a broken bottle.
Who the fuck wouldn't want the gun? I never got that. Like movies like The Warriors and shit like that, where it's a gang fight and it's like
someone has a chain.
It's like the chain and then the guy with like the board and the nail. And then this dude pulls the gun. It's like, I fucking want the gun. What am I going to do? Bat the bullets away? You're going to fucking shoot everyone. You win. I never get that.
It's like the same shit in Anchorman, the fight, right?
Yeah.
Like someone says a Molotov.
Like bricks pulling out grenades, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Or he's the trident, I believe.
Oh, dude, the fucking Patrice O'Neal where it's like the stadium's just massive and there's 33 guys on either side of the ball.
They're thinking of doing that, by the way. Like, well, no, there was a thought that players are getting so big and so powerful they might actually have to like expand the width of the field. That's not really like being officially considered whatsoever. Hmm. But someone has proposed it, a couple people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really do that much because
it could be worse. With more room, you get to pick up more of a head of steam, really clock someone. I don't know.
Yardage doesn't change. It's just like whether or not you'd go out of bounds changes. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't seem to like make that much of a difference. Sidelines.
It would alter it in weird ways.
What did you say? College is like that, or just like where they start the ball laterally?
Oh, college just has much wider hash marks.
Oh.
Like the NFL, if a guy, you know, all of football, if you're tackled on the right out of bounds, you're going to start with your ball at the right hash mark from the yard line where you got knocked out.
Yeah.
College, they're just, it's like so fucking massive, you can't help but notice, like, oh my God, they're all the way to the right of the field. NFL, it's almost, I won't say it's imperceptible, but it's like the hash marks aren't that far apart. The ball variance isn't that great.
Right.
But yeah, you fucking watch college ball, guys are like all the way over the side, man. It's really weird, actually.
I do not get college sports.
College sports can
at all.
Suck my dick.
What is the
fucking I will watch attraction? College football sometimes because it's football, but it's only because like I'm bored at home.
But like even the stadiums are empty a lot of the time.
No,
it's just
stadiums
weird.
Are massive, man. Well, it depends. I mean, it has to be a real weird, shitty school. I would say the bowls stadiums
and shit,
pack them in. Yeah. Back to Timothy.
All
right. Back to Tim. That has disaster written all over it. Sanchez sucks. And it's what really cracks me up is Tim Tebow plays just like him. He's just as fucking streaky and can pull, you know, just it's the same quarterback almost, except one doesn't really run.
Well, who's like, the only guy, other guy, Brunell? Because I think
no,
the
he's
third,
gone.
Really? I thought he, I don't know, the I'm very third sure string gone. Wants out.
He's already gone. They traded him.
Oh, so it's just those
Stanton,
two assholes.
I think, yeah,
now?
they got Detroit's backup, I think, Stanton. And Stanton was brought in under the belief that he was going to be the backup.
Right.
And they punted him. You know, well, they got Tebow, and he was immediately like, I'm not going to be the backup, so get me the fuck out of here. I'm not a third stringer.
And McNabb is gone for good?
I would assume so, just because he's looked so shitty his last two landing places.
No one really talks about, like, these guys who just don't get picked up. That, yeah, to me, seems like
free agents that just rot.
So you're done. No one cares. Like, people, yeah, because I fucking saw him on ESPN. So isn't that kind of like the sign, like, you're segueing your career into the autumn phase?
Yeah, he's trying while his name still has some heat to it.
Yeah.
Because he never, I don't really want to say you have much traction as a fucking losing Super Bowl quarterback. He never got them the ring.
Yeah.
He was very consistent at getting them close to it. If you're in Philly, it's a name that'll matter. And I guess throughout, if you really pay attention to NFL, you'll know that name. But it's not something that ever transcended, like Brady or Manning. He never hit that echelon.
No, but I knew the name. I didn't pay attention to shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder how much of that, though, is because you're in a city that plays in the NFC East. And you think that doesn't make a difference, but it does.
It's when you hear it on TV.
Exactly.
Stuff. Yeah, could be.
But that is just a shit show. Everyone's licking their chops. Fucking, you got
clusterfuck waiting to happen.
It's so much this season. Well, again, waiting it's also to like, happen. It's so good. It's like
the clash of personalities. Like, this is the dirtiest football team and fucking Mr. Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah.
Like, you have a coach who wants strange black men to suck his wife's toes in a park.
Exactly.
And then a virgin.
It's just
like two opposite ends of the spectrum, like it is virgin so, and cuckold.
It's so, you got that. You got two amazing quarterbacks in Luck and Griffin who are getting drafted and are probably playing from day one. You got the New Orleans Saints, and the Super Bowl's in the Superdome this year, by the way, or whatever the fuck they're calling it nowadays.
Oh, they changed it?
Yeah, it has like a corporate name now.
Ugh.
I know. It's so horrible. That was like a development last year.
Jeez, if your city has a fucking stadium that doesn't have a corporate sponsorship,
I love you.
Do everything I respect you the possibly shit out of you. Fucking can to cling onto that like grim death.
It's so,
you don't even realize you're saying it. Like, oh, the Staples Center. You know, shit.
That's
like that.
That's one of the only ones that rolls off the tongue.
We have fucking Jiffy Lube Live in D.C. It used to be Nissan Pavilion, and that was annoying as shit at first, but you know what?
Oh, by comparison, it rolled off the tongue.
Jiffy Lube Live.
Jiffy Lube Live.
Three fucking words.
It sounds like you're watching a mechanic do his thing. I'm going to Jiffy Lube Live, and someone's going to be like, why the fuck would you do that? It's like, no, that's where I catch my shows.
Awful.
I don't get it.
Oh.
I mean, I do. This whole
how does that help fucking
shithole.
Jiffy Lube? Really? Who the fuck is going to go out and get an oil change because they want to see Ozfest?
No one. And in fact,
that's
if
probably
you have
why
a
Nissan
bad
pulled
experience,
out. You're like, oh, this stinks.
You're gonna think, you know what? Fuck Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, they sponsor a shitty place where you gotta get $8 beers. You
exactly.
Can't fucking smoke cigarettes.
I went to hit the urinal and I had to wade through just rivers of human filth.
Oh god, I remember one time we went there for Ozfest one year, like I think it was 97 maybe, and I just go in there, you wait in a huge line to piss. And I get a stall where it's just written in marker, I just rubbed my AIDS-infected cum all over the toilet seat.
As a kid, you're freaked out.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god. Yeah. Now I'm like, yeah.
You don't realize there's some dick just like you or like 3 years older.
White people don't have AIDS, come on.
Not at a two live cruise show.
But also, it's like, now I'd be like, yeah, AIDS dies when it hits the air. So.
Oh, because of shit, exactly. And you're not licking the fucking toilet seat. I would always just sweat so much. I never, like, pissing was almost never an issue. I've gone to, like, 40-something concerts. I've pissed at concerts 3 times in my life, maybe.
And when you think
it
about,
does
like,
not come up.
How many seats are there and how big the bathrooms are, that is ridiculous.
Oh, that they treat it that way? That
it's like
still
the size
so
of a
tight.
Fucking high school bathroom. Like, 3 people at any given time are pissing.
No, it's insane. They could fucking care less. Why can't they set up like...
like a stadium. Like
gay rest stop style. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, Dodger
20
Stadium?
Stalls.
It's no, it's not even a stall. It's a fucking
trough. Oh, the
trough?
Do they put
water.
The ice in it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Fucking piss smoke starts going off. God, that'd be awful.
Man's soul escaping the body.
But no, I mean, shit. At least that's a good invention. Like, yeah, just come in like the fucking farm animals that you are and get the fuck out.
I hate the trough scenario. I do not like
it. I've never seen it anywhere else.
Oh, it was over at Bethany Beach, which later we learned.
Oh,
or no,
Jesus.
Or no, yeah, Rehoboth, the gay one.
For gay activity?
Yeah, exactly.
Like when
so
we
you
were
just
kids?
Check out the produce.
But
yeah.
There, oh, I don't remember that.
I remember like barely clearing it and just having to piss into a trough.
Oh, God, imagine how many fucking loads have just been shot into there.
I find piss troughs disgusting. I find public toilets disgusting.
No, I always go for the stall. It's not because I'm like, I'm embarrassed of my dick or anything. It's just like, why do you want to be standing next to some
other
dude?
The urinal, without fail, I will get splashback, too. Like, you're
sitting. Oh, when you flush it?
No, like, I'll just sit and piss into water, and you'll feel, like, a drop of water against your arm. And it's like, oh, yeah. I know exactly where that's from.
Because this shit's 2 inches away from your dick.
There's no mystery. That was my urine commingled with water filled with other people's urine hitting my arm.
You definitely got to do the pre-flush.
While I go.
For precisely that reason.
I'm not a savage. I'll flush it twice to be safe.
I also flush when people leave fucking skid marks in because I don't want to like disturb
that
their fecal bacteria.
Disgusting.
I flush and I turn my head and close my mouth and eyes.
Fucking cover your ears just to be safe.
Oh, people do that in my gym all the fucking time. Like, you can't go for the fucking extra flush. Which again, I mean, you have people who flush.
It kills me because they must have done like 2 wipes and then just been like, I'm done.
Dude, there's a lot of people who like will just say, I'm going to wipe 3 times and I'm done.
How can
wipe till
do
it's
that?
Gone.
How can you do that? I will wipe till it's gone and I'm back within 15 minutes because I'm sure like a fucking more soap came to rest at the bottom of the dispenser.
Oh, yeah. You know? Always. Like if you shit, even if you like wipe every single fucking molecule out of there,
comes out.
If you fart later or you wipe your ass later, yeah, there's always some fucking stainage going on.
Oh, God.
Like what is it that even baby wipes and shit, like the only cure is fucking like a shower with hot soap and water. It's like a goddamn stake through the heart. It's the only thing that works.
Reach in your fucking ass and pretty much like fish it out. You know, just like rim a little finger in there. Not that I'd do it. I don't care that much.
I can't believe I took so long to finally take the fucking plunge and use baby wipes.
Oh.
So fucking great.
I take a big wad of toilet paper and, you know, shove it under the spigot if I need a little freshness.
Yeah, then it balls up and
shred it against
fucking
their fucking Chewbacca assholes. Yeah.
No, dude. These fucking preparation H, like, the shit Carly had, remember I was making fun of her for?
Oh, the half, like, hemorrhoid treatment rubs? Why aren't you getting just a standard baby wipe?
Because this is like a wipe, but it's, like, mentholated almost. It's like a cool cigarette for your asshole.
Feels like a Newport.
Yeah, man. It's great.
I mean, if it works, it works. But I can only assume you're paying extra for the medicine.
It's like,
located
within. I just bought something that was, like, six... I mean, they sell them at Costco. It's probably cheaper, but I never fucking make it there before it closes. It was like $6 for 84 wipes.
It's pretty good shitting. I'm not
going
to lie.
It's not bad, man. So, like, say even you use, like, extremely messy. It's like a dollar dump, basically. Not bad.
Well, are you serious? Like, that's all you use for wiping? Or you use I would do TP, and then that would be the finale. Like, that would be my little gift to myself.
No, you can't go back.
Like a fucking little chocolate bar in the bottom of your lunch.
No, man, like, just that fucking... It makes no sense. Why do we still wipe our asses with dry paper? Although my theory of it just smears it around. Like, having it be wet doesn't make that much of a difference.
I try to alternate.
It just feels better.
I try to do a little wetness to get a clean surface. Then I try to go dry and really get most of it out. Then a little wet to get the remainder. And then a dry finale.
I'm trying to... That's like the process of putting on decals.
Exactly. You wipe down the window, then you dry it.
Fucking blow it with an air dryer.
Yeah. And you put the sticker on and you wipe it down again. Pretty much it. Pretty much putting an inspection sticker on my asshole every day.
So do you sufficiently cover TiVo?
Guess so. I'm just saying, it's like as if I needed more incentive to care about this season. Redskins get a fucking franchise quarterback, hopefully.
Motherfucker's gonna be paralyzed after one play.
I don't want
to. I can't envision any scenario where that actually goes the way they hope.
They need to load up on receivers and offensive line.
Wouldn't they sign a shit ton of receivers?
They got, I think, Pierre Garçon Garçon. And
is he black?
Oh, yeah.
Haitian or what?
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. What came out of my ass just now? I don't know what I ate that caused that. You'll find out, though, Will. Smack it around on your lips. It's a fine bouquet.
Nah, my sense of smell blows.
Okay.
So unless it's really rancid, I probably wouldn't even know it.
I know that they were going for a ton of free agent receivers, and then they got the ban hammer lowered on them and got fucked for something like $30 million in cap space, so they had to go for the cheaper options.
Well, I mean, can they just leave all that to next year if they want?
Nope. Had to swallow at least half this year.
Oh, well.
That was part of the edict. Fucking Fuhrer Goodell.
Yeah, well, what shiesty Hebrew tactics are they pulling?
They
front-loaded or back-loaded
contracts?
Yeah,
it was the uncapped year of 2010. They pretty much took all the contracts signed that year and maybe the year before.
Uncapped year?
Yeah, it was like, you're going to make $4 million this year and $36 million next year.
Wait a minute. Would it be the other way around?
Well, this is a 2009 talk.
Oh, I got you. Right, right.
How come you couldn't just assume that? So,
so they alternate just every other year, cap, uncap?
No, this is just because the collective bargaining agreement or whatever is going down the shitter. It's almost, it should always be capped.
So why was it uncapped last year?
Because that whole strike thing.
Oh, they just demanded we want money this year?
I forgot why it was tied into that. It was tied into the dissolution of pretty much everything they had in place.
Does baseball have a salary cap or no?
It's weird. I want to say technically it does, but you kind of just pay penalties on what you paid over. It's a joke. So if you're rich enough to pay for it to begin with, you're like, yeah, I'll give a couple bucks to the fucking Brewers.
Gotcha.
I'm very sure it's not a hard cap or it's like a joke. I mean, teams like the Yankees exist. That's all
I
can say.
Because, I mean, compare them to like, because they're like small market baseball teams, like fucking Tampa Bay and shit like that.
Kansas City Royals. George Brett.
There we go. My favorite player as a kid for some odd reason.
Yeah, it was a good one to glom onto, him and his hemorrhoids. I had to quit because he had the roids.
He missed the World Series. Forgot that. Jesus, God.
Like, seriously,
George. How can you not swing a bat because of a roid?
Oh, those are supposed to be monstrous if they get bad, man.
Those are supposed to
fucking paralyze you.
Do you have some, like, I have some that have never gone away. I need to get fucking like rubber banded or something.
I would, like, bobbing a Rottweiler's tail off.
Yeah, I think that's what they do.
I've never had one external in my life.
No, but like if you open up your like asshole. Mother.
I've never gaped myself. Sorry.
See, I notice these things when I'm shaved.
You sail alone on that sea.
I'm embarrassed to get my salad tossed now.
I've never had that.
What?
I have never had my salad tossed.
Oh, it's great. Nothing more degrading.
I would like it for that.
Eat my ass while you jerk me off like you're milking a cow, bitch.
That would be it. If it was anyone, I had to look in the eye after. I hate kissing a woman after she's blown me. Really? Even then, I'll only give the little little peck. I'm not fucking Snowball over here, man.
No, that's nasty.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, I'll kiss, but it's only because they want to prove a point. And because I think it's fun after they've glazed your mouth like a donut to be like, now we're making it.
I would fucking taste it, but one time that fucking bitch Maureen, as a joke, like held it in her mouth and acted like she swallowed it.
Oh, I hope you fucking gave her some cum and some teeth to swallow after she tried that shit.
This was a you motherfucker.
Oh, I've never had a girl try that. The worst, I would say maybe the most annoying oral thing I've ever had was just like I went down on a broad forever and a day. And I went up to make out and then, like, start getting some. And she, like, flinched from kissing me after I had all her crud.
Wait, what?
On my mouth. Yeah.
I've never had a chick do that.
Dude.
If I want to eat your ass and then kiss you, you should consider yourself lucky.
Every chick I thought was, like, cool with their own taste. Like, that's the sexy chick move, is to, like, masturbate or do something with their twat and then bring it to their lips. And you're like, yeah, you dirty girl.
Yeah, if people do that at fucking strip clubs, why can't you?
Exactly, off of my pristine lips.
My pristine single dollar bill inserted into you like a rolled up cigarette.
Cocaine and urine all over it. Disgusting paper currency in this country.
Yeah. Did you discuss the titty bar trip on this, I assume? With Veronica?
Oh, did we? I mean, like, not in a way that would matter. It was with a girl, you know, who wasn't there.
That's gross.
Marge Johnson. No, I talked about it in so much as I said we went and we hit a couple clubs and came back with the breaking morning dawn and smelled of cigarettes. We can go into details.
She still passed judgment, didn't she?
Oh, I'm sure she was disgusted. That's her job as Veronica. What did you want to say about it?
No, nothing. I was just asking.
Yeah, we talked about it. Even I had a good time.
No, it's nice, man. I told you that place is the shit.
Yeah, the CD one is okay.
CD equals good.
Paradise City too. I only like it because you get these $10 lap dances. Those are the best.
That's unusual because I say even like because I always think of lap dances as the private dances, but
no. What do I care if I get my bone on in front of a bunch of people?
You're a savage.
Yeah, you know what? I'm okay with that. I don't care.
No, but yeah. So those are lap dances.
Staring at my dick. I always see that as you
couch dances. But yeah, those are usually 20 everywhere. So it's kind of weird that they're 10 there.
That's why I felt like a king.
No, dude,
for me to enjoy a strip club, it's very simple. Give me some women that I find like physically attractive, and give me cheap lap dances. Ta da! That was a real hard one to noodle out.
Yeah, but see, in Vegas, when they're $20, I mean, you can get that anywhere.
What they were giving?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if
you're getting
fucking,
for $20 is a couch dance, but nude or no bottoms on, but who gives a shit? Like staring at a bare pussy, like what the fuck do I care?
I don't know. I fucking leave snail trails on my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks,
I'm almost
asshole.
Better. You're covered up. Exactly. Like, but you're getting tits in your mouth in Vegas for $20. Here it was like they were fully covered, but
oh, they don't even get topless.
No, but it was even better because these girls are so obsessed with the notion of like, oh, seeing me is so sexual. Have you ever had these fucking lap dances, especially at Vixens? They'll just like get naked in front of you and not even be touching you and
that's
shit.
That's what I was talking about.
Just like
that's
gyrating.
If
like,
at
this
any
is
point,
boring as fuck.
During a lap dance, you are not touching me. You stink.
This is like porno. I
you
can't
are not
masturbate
getting more money.
To. Do I just go to porn sites and stare at them? No, I at least have my hog in my hand. So if I'm just getting the visual, fucking.
You're
like,
not that good looking, honey.
Yeah. Add some friction to it. Exactly. I'm not looking at a goddamn young Tyra Banks or whatever.
Oh.
So they, to compensate for losing, the thrill of their goddess naked bodies, I was getting, like, my face swiped between their tits like it was a credit card.
But they had, like, bikini tops on or some shit?
Yeah, but you're getting tits on your face. It's 100 times hotter than seeing bare tits 5 feet away. Yeah. I don't know about you. I love it. Like, fucking hard nipple through the bikini top mashed against your face. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, man. As long as you finally had fun.
Yeah, I did. I finally got, like, from two of the three bras. No, all three that I had lap dances from, I got a bone. Do you know how often I get bones from lap dances? Like, never.
I'll get, like, semis and shit. They start, like, kissing me and shit
like
that.
I'll
get, like,
the lightest semi. I was rock hard. One bitch is, like, mouthing my bone through my pants. I'm like, that for $10 is amazing.
That's what women
should do. You are debasing yourself. I'm getting off.
That's, like, my only fascination with fucking strip clubs. And the first time I went when I was in college, it's like, you're going to fucking spread your ass, mouth, and cunt open for me for a dollar bill? This place is great.
Yeah, to me,
this is what all women should be doing all of the time.
To me, it's all about the cost. Like, if I'm paying a ton to see this, you're the winner. I'm the fool. But if your trick is, like, picking up a dollar bill off my face with your ass, we're all having fun here. You know, like, I got a story.
Relationship of equals.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, if I make it back in, like, a day or two, I don't give a fuck. It's like, what, I go every few months? Who gives a shit?
Oh, no, I was out 100 from our excursion. For me, that's kind of hefty. And I was like, that's okay.
I was out
you were
four,
out $3.99.
Including years.
You were out $3.99.
Your birthday gift of 100, so three.
Yeah.
Which is kind of light for me, actually. I'm usually good for a five.
Nah, man, I had a good time. I am totally down with another couple of months, another Paradise City trip. Oh, although. Nice. Hopefully that'll actually line up with when we do Vegas, so we can do some actual degenerate shit.
That's fine with me, too.
Start racking up the hooers, which even mom wishes you would make the jump to.
What?
Actual prostitutes.
What, are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
We were talking about the money that was spent after your birthday party.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And she was like, $400? He's not even having sex with these women. And, like, jokingly, I'm like, well, Tony, my friend who studies up on prostitutes, I'm like, Tony knows a lot about hookers. He should probably start with that. And she's like, yeah, he probably should. Like, just without missing a beat.
Does she not think that I can have sex for free?
I don't think she thinks you're having it. Like, I think she pictures your life as pretty sterile and, like, you just work and come to the house and eat and scream at her and go to bed.
I don't fucking scream at her, but, like, no, I mean, I've been busy and shit, but it's not like I can't get laid.
Well, it's not that she thinks you can't get laid. I think she just wants you to get your rocks off and maybe be in a better mood or something. And she looks at strip clubs as a waste. Like, for whatever reason, in her head, she's, like, very not moral for, I don't know why, but the prostitution doesn't freak her out. She'd be like, that's actually an exchange.
Wait, why the fuck does she think I'm in a bad mood all the time?
You scream a lot when you come in the house. You
she's
are in a bad
mood. Fucking bad mood.
Well, she's hard to take. I'll
yeah,
give
and I refuse to put up with it, so fuck her.
But if you're in a better mood, I think you'd kind of let it just be like, ah, that's her.
Ugh.
You'd let it wash over you.
I didn't. Jesus. That kind of hurts. What the fuck?
Yeah, she was like, he should just fuck a prostitute. Oh, well, I was like, Tony knows about some Asian Jack Shacks.
I fucking had
go.
Some like strange Spanish bitch suck my dick in a Walmart parking lot a few weeks ago. Jesus.
Wait, who was this? When did you get that?
I don't know, some bitch asking me for directions. I thought she was a hooker, but she wasn't.
Was she like remotely good looking or what?
All right. Not bad.
Why not? For free Walmart head. What the fuck? Like, that is a great story. Yeah.
Weird.
How the hell were you sitting on that little nugget?
I don't know. I wanted to like call in the next day, and then like I probably slept, and if Veronica was there, I didn't need
so,
that judgment.
Tell me how this goes down. Because, yeah, I have heard some Spanish broads, like, fresh off the boat types.
I mean, maybe she was a fucking hooker, but she didn't get any money, so I don't get the point.
She trotted away.
I mean, do hookers, like, give it away for free, like drug dealers, and
I
come back?
I would assume the money is exchanged.
Okay, this is a weird fucking scenario.
What the hell you say?
All right, so I went to fucking Walmart at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, because I mean, that's when I woke up. Instead of going to the gym, because I was done for the week, I went to get, like, an X-Acto knife.
Why are you buying an X-Acto knife at 3
in the cut morning? Velcro for that fucking pedal board.
Okay.
So like the pedals stick to it.
Yeah.
Because it was like a week or two before the show.
With your band.
Yeah.
Gray Sky Eternal. Look them up on iTunes.
iTunes, Zune, Amazon, Facebook, whatever. G-R-E-Y, not G-R-A-Y.
Yeah, fucking fancy and British.
Yeah, I liked it better. Like that way you have all the fucking E's.
Yeah.
Even though there's one A, but it just, I mean, you put it next to each other, the one looks better. Yeah, so it's this weird trip. So from there... First of all, there's this weird, like, homeless derelict bitch that almost looked like a cracked-out version of Jennifer.
Which?
Which I thought maybe it was her, and I just pushed her over the edge.
Which Walmart was this, by the way?
Fairlakes.
Fairlakes. God, that's 24 now.
Yeah.
Ever since the redesign.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that, by the way. All these, like, new, even bigger Walmarts, they all have food in them, right?
Yeah, the worst part is, like, you know, I was asking for shit, or maybe another time, and, like, none of them speak English, and, like, they don't know where the fuck anything is.
That's just help in this country now, man. I mean, not to be a piece of shit, if I'm in Home Depot or Lowe's...
Just accept your fate.
Yeah, and it's just, like, find a white dude. You might get a straight answer then.
How can you employ people
find an older white
in customer
guy,
service?
The young ones are retarded too.
Who can't fucking speak English? Like, is that
you
not
just
the,
don't? It's really just to like have someone there so that they're not robbed blind. That's it.
And eventually, it's just so they can monitor the fucking self checkout lanes.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there's this weird bitch just rambling on. I filmed a bit, but you couldn't really hear it over the squeaking of my cart because I was like following her around.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying shit like, you know, $5. And just talking to herself.
This is the old hobo bitch.
Yeah, because at first I heard her. I was like, what the fuck? So I just started following her around.
I kind of imagine that would be mom without us around.
And then there's some pretty hot bitch. I thought maybe it was a stripper because I was like, why the fuck is she here at 3 in the morning like,
yeah.
buying $100 worth of food and then complaining about the bill?
Could be a Mason, like a college girl too.
Maybe. Yeah. And then
that's
like,
about all I got.
So then when I was out in the park... Oh, yeah.
Strippers
and then the,
don't eat. They just do coke.
The chick who checked me out had massive tits.
Really?
Yeah, so that wasn't bad. So I'm in the parking lot, and I see like, the only other car there. I'm like, oh, is it stripper? Let me drive by and creep on her just in case, like, you know, I get some fucking head or whatever.
This is in the back of your noggin, like, in case the window just comes down and I shove my dick in there.
This is what happened. So I'm driving, and as I pull out, there's this car behind me. It's like going in the other lane and shit like that. And then I pull up to that stop sign, you know, by the gas station
mm-hmm.
where I would like turn out to go onto the parkway or whatever.
Yeah, this is like maybe a couple hundred, like what, a quarter mile from the Walmart?
Eighth. Not too far.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like
you're just
the
exiting
middle
the mall
of the same shopping
the Walmart.
Center. Yeah. And this Spanish chick, like, I know, was looking over at me, so I rolled down my window. She's like, you know how to get to 50 West or Winchester or whatever? And I was like, yeah, you know, just, like, follow. Like, I explained it to her. You follow me, and then you take the fucking exit ramp for 50 because I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, thank you, thank you. She gets out of the car, like, shake my hand. And I'm like, yeah, you're welcome. I shake her hand, like, through my window.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, she keeps holding onto my hand. Like, just,
I'm like, see, this is where you and I differ. I would peel the fuck out. I was like, I'd be like, I am getting robbed.
I don't know what the fuck it was. And it was like, I mean, this is a bizarre
thing.
I'd be
like,
thing.
Hector is going to cave in the back of my windshield right now.
That's what I thought. I didn't see any other cars. And then, like, so she's like, oh, you're very handsome or whatever. I was like,
wow, yeah, all right. Well, now, no, describe this woman. Give me age and height and weight and everything.
I don't even remember. Just Spanish, maybe 30s, 40s.
Okay.
Okay, kind of chubby.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say.
Not like a fucking dumpster fire or whatever. Like, it's not like fucking Stevie's wife from Eastbound and Down.
That's what I'm picturing.
No.
But, the armpit hair?
No, God.
But, no, seriously, I cheated on you. I slept with another woman.
God, that would make a fucking good intro. But you can't get the audio for that, can you?
Sure I can. I'll just illegally download the episodes and nice. Rip it thus.
So, I don't know how the hell that segue. She's like, do you want to go somewhere to talk? I'm like,
whoa!
Like,
yeah.
Hooker. I was like, do you want money or something? She's like, no. Like fucking Consuela from Family
Guy. Yeah,
no. I was like, all right. Like you said, I mean, I know this is all kinds of sketchy, but like, I like these kinds of dangerous situations.
You're even worse than me. I'll do some dumb shit, but God.
No, I was like, so then we pull out of the parkway. We go to the fucking like apartment complex, like next to it, you know?
Did she suggest that or you just did it?
No, I was probably, because I think I was like, you know, follow me back to my place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somehow that was agreed upon.
Wait, she gets in your car?
No, she's in her car.
You're very handsome. Do you want to talk? And she just follows your car.
Yeah.
And so you pull off at an apartment complex. What, like your old one, I guess?
No. Like the, Autumn Woods. Like the one that's right next to Stringfellow Road.
Okay.
Where I looked at, like, when we first moved out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, here's the weird part. Like, on the way out, like, as we're driving, some car fucking, like, out of nowhere, like, honks.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns into the IBM building.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, yeah, so I'm thinking exactly what
like
you're thinking.
Like a weird side building. Yeah, it was like fucking Morse
code. Yeah, so I'm like, exactly, like, yeah, what the fuck, you know, what are these assholes trying to pull? So I parked there anyway. I'm like, if I see another car, I'm fucking peeling out.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just sitting there. I don't get out of my car. She's sitting there, and then finally she comes in. And it was, like, cold, and so she comes
it's
in.
It's cold outside.
It's almost like that. So I was like, you don't even speak English. So I just
Google Patrice O'Neill, it's cold outside.
Start fucking like grabbing her tits. And she's like, oh, your hands are cold or whatever.
That's a reaction?
And
it's like, she knows eight words of English.
Well, like,
say, rapo.
I assume she's a fucking hooker and she didn't ask money. And then she's like, you like suck?
What?
Like, yeah, sure. So I fucking like pull my dick out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you have a condom? I'm like, no, what am I, a sailor? But she did.
What the fuck, man?
I don't get it. So then she puts it on, and, like, you know, I fucking, like, get it hard for whatever, like, let her suck it. In the meantime, like, I'm looking, like, where is this other car?
This is the most
like,
nervous blowjob ever.
Oh, yeah.
My eyes would have just been going to all
the
mirrors.
No, this is awful. I'm like, ah, this is fun.
So, I mean, it's hilarious, yeah. Don't get
me
wrong.
I do it for the show. My fucking life and limit risk.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for this other car. It doesn't pull out, or he's not there. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? You know, even if, like, you turned into that by accident because you were trying to ram me or something, like, you would know how to get out of there.
Yeah.
Or maybe not, because it's been a few minutes. And she keeps looking like there's a fucking other car going to come.
Oh, God.
I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, oh, you know, they tow here or whatever. I was like, you know, weren't you just asking for directions at Winchester a minute ago, bitch?
Yeah.
So I fucking just get my nut off, and I kick her out of the car, and I take off. Because after I come, she's just sitting there. I'm like, what, do you expect me to offer you money? Get the hell out. So I open my door. I'm like, oh, and then also, yeah, I guess she's asking for directions.
Yeah, so, okay, so you nut, and like literally what comes out of your mouth?
She asks me to like come upstairs. I'm like, you're just asking for directions, you fucking weird hooker.
Oh, she's a whore. Yeah, she's a hooker.
But she didn't get any money. She didn't ask for any money. And then after I fucking nut, she's like, yeah, throw the condom out the window. I was like, yeah, thanks for the tip. So I threw it out.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking cradle it to my bosom.
And then I go for my phone. I'm like, oh, shit, that bitch stole my phone.
See, I would
figure fuck, because I had it in my hoodie pocket, and yeah. I didn't notice it. And I had some cash, like, in the fucking console between, yeah. but I wouldn't notice if she went for that. But no, it just fucking fell out during the throes of that.
God damn, you degenerate. That is yeah. awesome.
And then I just made my way on home. Probably jerked off afterwards.
You remember that time that hooker blew you? That was awesome.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, it's like if she's a hooker, which I can only assume she was. Like,
she had to be. What she had a to be terrible a shitty...
lot lizard. Hey, get the money up front, dummy.
She had to. That was like, she's
or
blowing.
She's trying to scam me into going into the apartment.
That's what I'm saying. But like, what hooker? This must have been like hooker's first day on the job. Like, she doesn't understand.
I don't think you're supposed to give away the dome for free.
You blow your wad and like,
then I'm like going to whip out the wallet.
Thing from your mind is sex.
Yeah.
The instant you come, it's just like, oh, I'm clear and rational again.
Hot or something, but no.
Yeah.
You were just the story.
You were just a little pump.
You dumpster fire.
Oh, God. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, so that was pretty weird. But
head and tricking a hooker.
Yeah, the shit, like, you know, I could have gotten with this chick on St. Patrick's Day, that one I used to see, the fucking hairdresser.
You'd
come over to the old house.
What's her name?
No, I don't want to say.
Start with a J?
No, K.
Start with a K?
Justin's friend. They're like friends with his fiance.
Oh, like the young chick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, like, did you ever actually close that deal finally?
Nah.
Oh, that's frustrating. She was decent looking, too.
She got fake tits now.
She's like a perfect woman now.
Yeah, I still don't like her as a person.
When did you suddenly... Okay, you get your dick sucked in the parking lot.
This is the dichotomy of me. But I want a connection.
Yeah, this woman's not your soulmate.
I don't know. Yeah, fucking, I don't really like her.
I mean, she was kind of like a vapid twat, but...
Exactly.
But she wasn't, like, evil, right?
No, she was, like, hitting on me and shit. And then,
she was kind of dumb. You love big fake tits.
I know.
You will literally pay.
I would have hit it. She's fucking drunk and high ass, passed out when we were in bed together. Like, all four of us, like, me, Justin, his chick, and her.
Oh, that's creepy.
And I was like, yeah, I'm dipping.
As you should have.
I probably could have closed the deal earlier, but our fucking drummer was with it too. I think he's trying to cock block me. Like, he was probably trying to go for it.
Doesn't your drummer have a girlfriend?
Offered. Yeah. Well, we're men. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know, but like, I thought he was like all gay about her. She's a big puffy little thing too.
Oh, no, no.
She's bigger than him. I know your drummer's like fucking 8 pounds.
He's like 120. Yeah, he's like a one. The chick who had her car broken.
Yeah, she wasn't.
No, she's wearing a sweatshirt. She's not fat at all.
I'm not saying fat, but she's chunkier than his scrawny little ass.
Let's put them about equal. Seeing as they're opposite genders, I mean, maybe that counts for something.
Yeah, I guess so. It's all on her hips.
I thought she basically looked all right. I don't think she looked exceptionally
meaty
hot.
Meaty little haunches.
She seemed to have a pretty nice rack all on her.
I don't really remember. She trotted in right when I was like finishing or had to leave for some bullshit. And I was just like, ugh, this isn't going to end well. She wound up at the house for, what, 4 hours?
Yeah, I felt bad because I went to bed like I was going to go to the gym and I didn't make it. I could have fucking been the one to stay up.
Yeah.
But mom didn't have to just fucking stay up like they were going to case the joint.
Oh, why? I would never leave strangers in my house.
They're not strangers, though. I know. You guys might not know them. I do. I mean, I know the mom.
Still weird. I wouldn't want anyone in my house while I was asleep and no one
was watching. You invite
people
over all the time and go to sleep.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Do I?
You used to. Yeah. Like, so many times, like, your friends would be there, like, you called them over, and they just went to sleep.
Yeah, people suck. Fuck them. I love sleeping. Whatever. You had a good time with them.
Yeah. All right, so, what was the other topic?
Oh, we've already done, like, an hour 15. We can piece the fuck out now.
Do the dip, or I got a missed call from Maria.
Ugh, yeah. She's gonna be up our ass. Let's start that that outro music.
Yeah, there's no way to top that story either.
No, are you kidding me? You fucking get some... There we go. Some dirty dumpster fire to suck your cock? That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm proud. I shouldn't be saying that. I really shouldn't
encourage
anything
to be proud of. I've certainly gotten better, but I thought it was funny.
It's hilarious. Are you kidding me?
There
Will,
you go.
Good to have you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Did this fucking open like the middle of the song? What's going on?
Oh, did it skip a beat or something?
It sounds a little goddamn weird. Whatever. Will, thanks for being on, man.
You're welcome.
Everyone, check out Will's band, Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. They're on iTunes. They got, Facebook.com/GreySkyEternal.
Yeah, or if you go to GreySkyEternal.com, it redirects you to that.
Yeah.
And also on Twitter.
They got the whole album on iTunes. It's good shit. I've heard them live a million times now, so if you're in the D.C. area, come out and see them perform when they do. Hopefully we'll do this, I guess, next week. Maybe we can start a new pattern or something like that.
Just say it depends on my fucking weird-ass schedule.
Yeah, I'm John Papagiorgio. Hoping that weird-ass schedule works out. You get me. I'm twitter.com/Papa's Basement. Find the Papa's Basement podcast on iTunes, please. It is very important if you're a fan. Go to that goddamn page on iTunes. Just type in iTunes Papa's Basement or go to inpapasbasement.com for a direct link. And rate the podcast positively. It helps out a lot. I appreciate it. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.